Yo, what's up, everyone? You are listening to the 74th episode of Chewed Aside.
That was a good intro, Phil. Really good. What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 74 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
We're joined once again by True to Size guest appearance MVP, Mr. Phil Dos Santos, a.k.a. Mr. Soul Purpose.
Here.
And we're also joined by the belated birthday boy, the heir to the Dooney throne, Mr. Jomar Hernandez.
Yo.
What's up, birthday boy? How you doing?
Good.
You're good? Did you have a good birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What did you get for your birthday?
A PS4 VR.
And have you played the zombie game yet?
Zombie game?
Is there a zombie game?
I don't think so.
Oh. There's no scary game?
There's Five Nights at Freddy's.
And that's like what kind of scary game?
Well, to me it's like 10,000 out of 10.
10,000 out of 10? Okay.
That sounds pretty scary.
Yeah, I think that's a good enough amount for me to not want to play. Did you get any shoes for your birthday?
I don't know yet.
What do you mean you don't know yet? What does that mean?
He hasn't opened them, maybe, right? No? He just doesn't know yet.
What do you mean you don't know yet?
I don't know if I'm going to get one or I'm not.
Okay.
It's a full month
long
birthday.
It's a little bit ominous.
It's a full month long birthday. Shorties can pop in.
Oh. You never know who's going to come for a drop off.
Ah, that's true.
All right, I mess with it. All right, Jomar. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Jomar.
Thanks for the intro. Happy birthday. Bro. We'll see you next year. For your 12th birthday.
Probably before at some point.
Until then.
Follow him at Dooney underscore Junior. Yeah. Hey, Dooney Junior, what's your IG, bro?
What's your IG, bro?
Wait, is it triples?
I don't know. You tell me.
You don't know your own IG?
How are you supposed to give this to people that you meet on the outside?
I forget sometimes, too.
Isn't it in your Tinder profile?
What's
ooh.
That?
Don't worry about
nothing,
it.
Nothing. We'll edit that out. It's fine. We can edit
now
that.
It's like, what's the new one called?
There's a new one.
Yeah. Hinge?
Excuse me? What is that?
Hinge?
Timothy Prasad told me about Hinge.
Oh.
Philly, get on
former
that.
Guest.
Whoa.
Knows about the dating apps. Sorry, Jomar. We got sidetracked a little bit. What is your Instagram so everyone can see your sick photos?
DOONEY.JR.
Ooh, nice.
Junior.
All right, Jomar. Thank you. We'll see you next year. Take care.
Maybe sooner.
Maybe. Think about it. So other than that, although that was the highlight of the episode, obviously. We've got a good show for you guys. Bye, Jomar. We have some huge news to cover this week. It was a busy week. It doesn't even seem like this all happened last week, but it did. Potentially the greatest EEE of all time. You guys are going to love this. And we're going to round out the show with a discussion about something that everyone hates. Moving.
Moving. Did I hate it, though?
Bah, bah, bah. Did you like it?
I didn't hate it.
You didn't hate it?
Well, I mean, I was...
You were just excited. That's why.
Out,
a little bit different. That's a different kind of excitement. But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
We like to start every show with a quick-hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Sandor Reyes from Toronto.
Nice.
Quick, simple, short, and sweet question from Sandor. He says, do you guys believe sneakers that have creases or scuff marks add character to it? I guess, basically, do you guys prefer clean and crispy or a little bit of wear and tear on your shoes?
I think it depends on the shoe.
Yeah.
Like, if it's an Air Force...
Oh, that has to be crispy.
Depending on the Air Force.
I don't think I can...
Depending on the leather of the Air Force.
Yeah, there it is. There
Because if it's, like, the Rockwear leather...
Yeah, man.
Then that can crease as much as you want.
Tumbled.
Still look good.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, the regular Air Force...
With that one fat...
That nasty, like, one crease. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, not flat. That paper-thin, flat leather.
Yeah.
If you can call it leather. Yeah.
Yeah.
Leather.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think it depends on the shoe for sure. Like Black Cement 3s, I think, look sick worn in. Mm-hmm. Sale ones.
Any
very ones. Specifically. Yeah, ones in general, I guess, look worn in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well worn in. Any other opinions from you guys? He says, my answer is, I do believe creases and scuff marks add character to sneakers. It shows that they are worn and have a story to tell. But how the sneaker looks, such as the Jordan 1, they look so much better creased and scuffed up, in my opinion. I don't know about so much better, but I definitely think there's a different
character.
Scuffed, I'm not sure.
It's creased, yes.
Like scuff. Worn in, but like no heel drag.
That's dope. And the creases can't, I hate when there's a crease on the collar, like a Jordan 1, like you've been pressing your foot into it.
You don't untie it, or you just force your foot into it.
Like toe creases and on the side panels I can deal with, but that collar crease just makes me so mad because it looks like it's getting squished and compressed.
Yeah.
I think that was not a good answer because no one had one. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answered on the podcast, unlike we just did, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, we're going to do the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop, de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase.
Super cute.
Super cute. Eeny, meeny, miny, me. I will go first. My pick this week, I have the Air Jordan 3. Have you guys seen this shoe? Knicks colorway.
Oh, yeah.
So when I first heard about it, I was like, poop, poop-de-poop.
Why did you think it was going to look like the Spizikes?
I thought it was going to be like all orange.
All orange or all
actually, white. All orange maybe. For some reason, I imagined a lot of blue.
Like the Spizikes.
Like, yeah, like the Spizike pack that they did whenever that was.
Those look good, though.
They did, but I don't know. I just didn't imagine it looking like this, and I think they did a good job so far. This picture is horrible. Yeah. Like the DJ Khaled video, like it's mostly his face rather than the shoe.
Well, he never takes good photos or videos.
Yeah, it's a mainly white upper. Basically, it looks like a white cement 3, but instead of a red lining, you've got blue lining, and then it's like on the midsole, it's orange. So it's a good amount of blue and orange. I'm not a Knicks fan. Is anybody really? I guess. Sorry if you're a Knicks fan. Really sorry if you are a Knicks fan. Like, wow.
You'll be okay.
We're not sure about that yet.
You'd be like old school Cavs.
It could be like a Cavs 3.
Those Cavs 4s, people were also saying they were Knicks 4s.
So we'll call it a Cavs 3. I also don't like the Cavs, though, so that's not any better.
That's true.
What else is blue and orange? Not much.
Syracuse.
Still New York.
OKC.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
OKC.
All right, I guess. Yeah.
OKC 3s.
OKC 3. Okay, I like how that sounds. So the OKC 3s are slated to drop on September 21st, so next month. The leather on them does look really good. I'll give it that. And I just really like when they do classic color blocking with like the regular elephant print and they just change the colors a little bit. I think that does the shoe a lot of justice. But for now, I'm going to call them cute until I see better pictures that don't have DJ Khaled's big face in the videos. So for now, they will be cute. Next up, we're going to go with our guest this week, Joel. What do you got for us?
Head fake. Oh. I was getting ready to hear Philly's voice just now. Jeez.
Okay, so I think it was yesterday, the god Ronnie Fag dropped a teaser. My pick is the A6 Gel Light 3. It's like a rose colorway. There's no official colorway yet, but it's pretty much just a teaser right now. But yeah, from what I'm seeing, it's like a rose colorway. It's got the Gel Light 3 upper. It's got the perforated suede, I guess, toe box area. And it's got like that fuzzy suede, like nappy suede all over the shoe, pretty much. I got into talks with, you know, our one of our best friends of the show, Calby, about the shoe. And, he gave me his take on it.
Let me get.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead. See.
I love him.
Exactly.
Well, bud, let me tell you.
But we were kind of debating on whether it's like the midsole, like we're speculating whether it's, cause if you zoom in on the picture, it's sort of like it's like a bulky midsole.
It sticks out a little bit.
Yeah, it's sort of like a lumpy midsole. So, you know, everyone was like, oh, it's a 3.1 midsole that he's used like prior to like different collabos. But he's also heard that it's a 360. A6 got a 360 gel midsole.
Calby heard this?
Yeah. Okay. Calby heard it from one of his friends.
From us, from the source,
yeah,
probably.
From Ronnie, probably, yeah. So
I heard their friend.
There's no word yet on a release date. These are really dope. I think they're super cute for me because I think it's going to be impossible to get. But
by the looks of it, not that we've seen anything except for that above you, it looks like it's going to be one of those classic Ronnie Kith collabs for sure. Mm-hmm. Just like the suede looks good. It's a really cool color that you don't see that often. Like it's, what did you call it? You call it a rose?
I call it a rose. There's no official colorway.
It looks
of it yet.
Dark rose, almost purple to me. Like a purplish rose. I don't know.
Lilac.
Maybe like a half dead rose.
Half dead.
That's a kind of a cool color name.
Something like that.
Half dead rose?
Half dead rose, white. Negative.
Sounds pretty cool.
Very negative.
Half alive it's rose.
Gloomy.
There you go.
But yeah, there's no release date. There's no price yet. It's just, like I said, it was just a teaser. There's not even
a midsole.
There's not even a midsole. There's like, you know, I don't even think there's eyelids. But yeah. But yeah, man, so these are pretty dope. I guess just keep an eye out on release dates and I guess more info. But yeah, man, super cute for me.
Next up, for real, we'll do the guest. Alvin, what you got?
Break it down there, Alvin. What you got?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on the show.
Always a pleasure.
I'm doing the undefeated Nike Kobe 4 Protro.
Whoa.
Pack? The whole pack?
The whole pack.
Wow.
Do it.
I can't wait to hear about the sneaker that I'm never going to get. Go.
You know
go,
what
go.
I mean? Like,
yeah, go. Tell
damn,
us
son. Anyway, isn't that what this is meant for? Like,
pretty much,
picks are
yeah.
like sneakers
yeah,
yeah. you're never going to get.
Oh, mine's not, but we'll save that for 2 minutes
that's,
now.
That's true.
Stop trying to give a preview of your pick.
Sorry, Flex.
It's not your turn.
Sorry, subtle Flex over there.
I got confused.
Your name's not Phil, it's Flex.
Flex.
Jeez. Anyway, so this is a collaboration with Undefeated, the store. If you're unfamiliar with it, you've been in a rock.
Get familiar.
Yeah.
They've never lost.
They've never lost.
They're winners.
Because they're undefeated.
Undefeated. Thanks for explaining it.
I mean, just in case. So anyway, it comes with 4 signature colorways. You have the Los Angeles Lakers colorway.
Boo.
Features like a purple, majority purple. And then the sock liner is yellow. And then we've also got the Phoenix Suns colorway.
That's a boo.
Which is meh. Which is all right. I feel like is that the red one? No.
Orange, no?
There is no orange. Oh, maybe it's the turquoise and Phoenix? Orange for Phoenix.
Maybe but it
Phoenix,
is the reddish. I don't know.
Phoenix orange and purple.
Because then it's Spurs and Bucks.
And those ones you can tell.
So I feel like the Bucks is the green.
Bucks is the green.
And then the Spurs.
Spurs is the know. Turquoise?
Black maybe and silver?
Because maybe the red one, the one we think is red is probably orange.
If you scroll in the article, does it say which one is which? Or are we left to guess?
We're left to guess.
Are they doing it for like the players? Because like Devin Booker would wear the Phoenix one. DeMar would wear the Spurs one. That makes sense.
So they would make it a Raptor colorway?
Ooh.
Anyway,
this is a confusing color set. Yeah. You're right.
It is. It's weird, yo. Like the only one that makes sense is
the Bucks and the Lakers.
One.
The Bucks makes sense. Yeah.
These are set to drop August 24th. I'm a huge Kobe fan, especially the shoes. But like Phil said, my streak of getting the shoes that I talk about on
This Week in Kicks
will remain undefeated.
Frustrating. Very frustrating.
They're dropping for Mamba Day. Is that correct? On yes. 8/24.
8/24 because 08. 24.
Because 8/24.
Were her numbers.
Is that when it is? It's the 24th of this month?
Yeah. The August 8th.
August of the 24th.
Man.
Yeah, you got that, bro.
Which one does everybody like here? Which, not to which team because we don't know.
I like the turquoise.
I like the Bucks.
Okay.
The turquoise kind of speaks to me a little bit. Phil?
The red one, I think.
The Raptor one?
The Raptor one?
Raptor. Yeah.
For DeMar? Yeah.
We'll just call it the Raptor.
I like the turquoise one as well, I think.
True. It's cute, man.
The Florida one.
Yeah, these are cute.
Miami Dolphin one.
Miami Dolphin. Nobody liked the Lakers one?
It's too purple. Oh, yeah. If it was more yellow.
I'll do the Lakers one. I'll do the Lakers one.
If it was more yellow, maybe. And then the Bucks one could have been a little bit better.
See, the thing is, it's a Kobe in Lakers colorways, which makes it kind of boring to me. Because that's not anything new.
Yeah,
does that make any sense? Like, it's a Kobe 4 and a Laker colorway. Yeah. That's okay.
Is it?
That's what's new.
Do people not like the Kobe's and Laker colorways as much as they like Jordan's and Bulls colorways?
I don't think. Well, not that I don't like it in that colorway. I just think that it's different. Like, the other colors are different. Like, when do you see a Kobe in turquoise? Is it because
purple and yellow are less wearable than black and red?
That could be it, too.
You think?
Maybe.
Possibly, right? I don't know. I don't know. But either way, like, it's cool.
I think the most wearable one here is the Bucks one, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, it's just that dark green.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
That foresty green. Yeah. Cool pack, though. You know, very cool pack.
It's cute.
It's cool that none of us are going to get them, too. I like that as well.
I like that a lot.
Finally, the one you've all been waiting for.
The regular person.
The one you've all been waiting for. Next up is This Week in Kicks.
I love this segment.
Phil, what do you got for us? Tell us about the shoe you said you're going to buy already. Well,
this one is a little bit different from the one that you guys chose because this is one that's really attainable. Well,
yeah.
Is it likely.
That's up for debate a little bit, I think. Yeah.
Unless your name's Phil Lipo depending, Santos, I don't depending, know if it's not attainable.
Depending what the resale on StockX is, this... Anyways,
it's kind of sad. Sorry to cut you off. But that's the litmus test. Like, what's the pre-sale price on StockX? And that's kind of depends with whether you're going to be able to buy it or not. Kind of sucks a little bit. Because if it's high going into the release, you're like, fuck, there's no way.
Did the Royal ones sell out? You know how they dropped the Royal ones?
Yeah.
The
Royal lows?
I think everything Jordan 1 right now is selling out. High, low, pick a low.
Because the purple ones are too, but...
The SBs are going.
Oh, yeah, the SBs are gone.
Yeah, I saw that price.
Those were an easy cop, I think, if you actually tried.
Yeah, I feel like it was. I feel like they restocked a bit.
Sneakers.
And, yeah.
Oh, whatever. Well, it's not the app, so I'm good.
Prequel there.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Phil. Sorry, we cut you off.
No, it's okay. I went with a more attainable shoe, allegedly. The Jordan 1 Low Shatter Backboard.
Ooh.
Pretty much the same silhouette and the same color blocking as the high, which I still need anyone out there who has a 9.5 or 10 for a good price.
Hit them up.
Orange, yeah, no, it doesn't. Orange toe box and heel tab, black swoosh and laces overlay, white leather on the sides, and orange outsole. Same thing, only difference is on the lows they have the wings on the heel and the little unnecessary jumpman on the tongue.
Unnecessary, you think?
I was thinking on the way here, I was like, okay, if I was in charge of the Jordan 1's lows, I would just make it look like you chopped off the top of a Jordan 1. So no wings on the heel tab, no Jumpman on the tongue, no little 23 on the tongue. So it just looks really plain. The only branding is the swoosh, really. And it looks truly like a Jordan 1 high, except you chopped the top.
Yeah.
And, the overlay on the laces has that, looks like it's Nubuck. Is that what they've been doing typically for the ones they've been doing, like a little bit of Nubuck,
I think so.
As opposed to having full leather?
Yeah.
I would prefer this with a nice, thick Rockefeller Air Force One type leather. Ooh, but
very specific.
Yes.
I'm dreaming here, so. But that's my pick. Supple.
The suppleness.
So that's your pick, but you also would change everything about it.
Yeah. It's a great shoe. However, change every single detail of the shoe.
And then I like it.
I'll probably, maybe, possibly buy it.
By three.
What's the ranking under cute? Scoop?
Scoop, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Scoop would be a buy.
He's copying it.
Yeah.
You're buying it?
For sure.
Likely, maybe.
Cute means you like it, but you won't really buy it. Probably not. You're just going to think about it.
I'm in between cute and scoop.
So it's like a super duper cute, I guess?
A cute de scooped.
Yeah. Yeah, somewhere in between.
Got it. We'll come up with more.
Phil will come up with something and it can be.
We'll come up with a more detailed ranking system because four maybe isn't enough. Maybe we need 12 or 13 different rankings. Like, I like it. I think I'll buy it if it goes to the outlet as a ranking.
Yeah.
We have a very detailed.
The outlet.
We have a very detailed map of whether or not we're going to buy a shoe. So yours was in between, correct?
Yeah, I'm in between cute and scoop.
There's no English word language for the English language.
Scute.
Can I continue? Yeah.
It's a scute.
It's cute.
It's cute.
It's a coupe.
It's next me. Up is This Week in Kicks because we're losing it a little bit. I'm just going to move on. Now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. And we've got some good ones this week, guys. Some real head turners.
Get them.
First up. Men can't buy shoes. Men get mad. So for our Toronto shoe story this week, the second year in a row, Toronto Sneaker Boutique Exclusivity we're very familiar with them.
Yes, yes.
Is running a women's only raffle for a women's only shoe.
Word.
Yes.
Unheard of, right? Apparently. And men are absolutely losing their minds for the second year in a row.
Not, really not all men. Though.
Yeah. Not all men. Let's not lump everybody in together. Ignorant men, specifically.
So boy them.
Kids.
Men.
Little boys. Kids. Losers. Are losing their mind. Losers. Loser. Whatever word you want. We have a lot of English language words for you.
So wait, so people are mad because they can't buy a women's shoe? Is that why?
Yes.
Or it's because it's only for women, for exclusive.
No, they're mad because they're, like, even if it's, because they come in extended sizing, correct?
I think the funny thing is, I think exclusivity only got up to a 9 women's.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
So only up to a 7.5 men's anyways.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So are the guys complaining because, it doesn't make sense because the guys are complaining, but unless you're 7.5 or lower, or even maybe 8.5, depending, you can't fit it. And if it's for your girl and you're complaining that you can't enter for her, then just get her to enter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's obviously resellers.
Yes.
I think quite clearly. The shoe in question, because we actually haven't even said it yet, is the Black Toe Satin Jordan 1.
Hold on. Resellers don't know any shorties? Right?
They don't have a mother?
You guys don't have any friends, sisters, brothers, girlfriends? Like, you don't have a girlfriend?
There also is, like, the little the stipulation that I think it's like the photo tag 3 friends thing, and then also post a photo of you wearing a pair of Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to get into the hands of female sneakerheads specifically.
That's fine.
So I guess they just don't have friends of that specific.
Then that's your fault.
Yeah, they just need to make more friends. Maybe if they're in the community a little bit, they'd have some cool friends. Anyways.
Oh, wow.
Anyways, yeah. Bam. I don't have the soundboard ready for these. Sorry. So yeah, they're raffling the pairs, but only the women can enter. The men are pissed. The ignorant men are pissed.
Boys.
Just a couple of comments that I pulled that we can discuss and laugh at, I guess. The first one, I think, was the best and says, what if I identify as a woman?
Oh.
Great. The second one that I saw was, this is discrimination. And the third one is, exclusivity is canceled. So...
Man.
The identify
never needed your
they
freaking sale anyway.
They don't care. First of all, you've only ever shopped there when something like this comes out, so they really don't need your business at all. The identify as a woman thing. Someone, I think it was on the Canada Got Soul post, tagged me because I commented right away and said, "If anyone has a problem with this, please let me know, and I'll tell you why you're wrong." And he replied and to my comment, I think it was my comment, and said, "What if I identify as a woman?" And I literally said, I was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, great. If you identify as a woman, first of all, take your profile off private because you have to post a picture and they're not going to be able to see it if your profile is private.
True.
Second of all, if you actually identify as a woman, I'm sure they'd be more than happy to support you and get you your pair because there's no way that exclusivity would be like, no, you identify as a woman, but you're a male. No, that wouldn't happen. They would support you no matter what. But if you were to lie about that, you're an idiot, absolute idiot.
Yeah.
Like a big idiot. And if you're going to lie about your gender or the gender you identify as, that's just, come on, bro. To make a couple $100, you're stupid. Yeah. Next, the discrimination thing. I don't think so. Like, I like that people are kind of pulling out the rule and the law books for to resell a pair of shoes.
Do they know what discrimination means?
I don't think so.
You have
no idea. That they
have no clue.
I think that they just know that it exists. That word exists, and they've probably never used it before because it's a lot of white males.
They spell it properly?
It's a lot of white males on this post trying to claim discrimination, so they have no idea how to actually use it properly. But yeah, I think I replied to another comment that said this is discrimination against the human rights, something stupid. And I said, you must also have a problem with the clubs that let females in before 11, but the guys have to pay. So you should call about that too. I was just absolutely ethering people, man.
You
I felt
got
like
lawyer,
fucking
bro.
Nas out there, man. I was just going in.
You guys
like,
got lit
B-Rabbit,
up.
Like just straight B-Rabbit. Like
yeah.
Clarence lives with his parents. Straight killing him. And then exclusivity is canceled, like we already said. Like they canceled you first, bro. Don't worry. Yeah, what do you guys think? After all that. You guys agree with it? Like a 6 buzz caption? Like, wow. WRL, bro.
Yeah, there's not a lot to disagree with there, I think. Like, none of those points are valid, first of all.
That's correct. Their arguments are quite weak.
Yeah, like,
and hollow.
It's like, especially with Jordans, like, if this is the leg you're trying to stand on is discrimination, and your basis is Jordans, like, there's been 30 plus years where there's just been men's men's selection. Exactly. Right? Or colorways that just come out for men. So
literally trying to fight discrimination.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the wrong avenue to take for that.
Yeah.
But these again, it's just people who either are just arguing for the sake of it, for clout, I guess
just
you could say.
Just because they have to have something.
Just to be seen, just to be heard. There's probably a couple of resellers that are like, oh, I wanna get these, and they're not allowing me to get it. But I mean, yeah, I don't have much else to say. It's pretty stupid. Like it's a women's shoe, and they want women to buy it. There's no problem there. There's no problem there.
I feel like it was the same comments from last year.
It literally is,
and
the exact
it's probably
same
the exact same dudes from last year.
Exactly the same.
So when you turn 13 and actually go through puberty and actually realize something, then you know maybe we'll take you seriously. Mm-hmm. But till then,
It would actually be dope if these guys were 12. But the sad part is, these are men of age, probably.
Oh yeah,
in their 20s,
super much.
Yeah. Yes.
That can drink.
Maybe 30s, which is even worse. Yeah. But yeah, I wish they were 12-year-olds that were saying this.
I do wish they were Call of Duty, on the headset, just talking shit.
Twitter fingers?
Yeah. But they're probably super serious about all these things.
Oh, for sure. That's okay.
The thing that gets me about this whole thing is let's stress this enough as much as we can. It's one store doing one raffle for one pair of shoes that you can't enter for, and you are absolutely losing your shit.
Go to Foot Locker.
Go to Foot Locker, go to Livestock, go to Capsule, go to fucking Nike.ca, go to Sneaker. Bro, come on.
Let's go.
One store that's trying to be okay, honestly, we only got up to a size 9 anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's try and do something cool for the community. They're doing a party on the same day. I don't know if you guys saw that. They posted it. Like a women's only. Sorry for everybody.
There's going to be champagne.
Discrimination. Yeah, there's going to be champagne.
Watch out now.
Yeah, they're doing a women's only party.
How dare they?
Now all the men are going to be salty. They can't go to this event. Jeez.
No, they don't want to go to the event. They just want to get the shoe and resell it.
And resell it to the people at the event.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you are a man and you genuinely want the shoe, great. I hope you get it. Mm. But don't hate on this one store trying to do one good thing.
Mm.
There's too much dumb shit that goes on in this community to be mad at something like this.
Yeah.
And I think we've given that negative energy enough attention for the year. Next year, when they do it again for a satin fucking what's
royal?
Left. They did satin royal.
They did
bread royal.
Shattered.
Now Black Toe, Chicago. Satin Chicago would be... Let's write that down so we can take credit for it when it happens next year. Yeah. Satin Chicago.
Shadows next?
They did the though. Yeah. That's kind of the closest, I think. I don't think they would do Shadow. How do you say her name?
Not sure.
Alalia?
I've never looked into this enough to...
We should just ask Siri. We should type it in and then ask her to dictate it.
No, Siri doesn't know.
Alala May.
Alala May.
Next up, also very big news. Nike sneakers is now available in Canada.
Just the website, people.
Desktop only. Not for mobile.
Well, when you hear the whole backstory, you'll be happy we even got the website because I do have a little bit more info.
Ooh. All right.
So last week on the 2-year anniversary of the OG sneakers app from the US, because they think they were the
only ones.
Two.
Oh, okay.
2-year anniversary.
It's only been 2 years?
2 years.
It feels like it's been an eternity.
Yeah, I feel like it's been longer.
Apparently, it's only been 2 years.
Wow.
Nike Canada dropped a bomb and they released a web-based version of the platform that Canadians will have access to.
Mm-hmm.
So the splash page says that we'll have access to more limited drops without having to wait in the queue forever, which is kind of clutch. Instead of having to be you're in line, don't refresh this page. It'll let you know in a minute or two whether you got it or not. We'll be able to enter draws, which is sick.
Cool.
And we'll also have the cool content and stuff, the write-ups and the stories and the history behind a lot of the shoes. Mm-hmm. And then they teased a restock including Sky's, Para SB's, Space Jam 11's, which is really fucking random, and
super
Nigel 1's and more.
Ooh, cool. Nigel 1's, interesting.
That's a good one. So it is getting a little bit of flack because it's just the website and not the app. But first of all, it has all the same.
Are men complaining?
Always.
When do they not?
Always. I don't want to get in that Canadian sense of mind where it's just happy to be here and we didn't get the app, but I'm we have something. But we have all the same functions. It's not we're missing anything. You just have to open the website instead of open the app.
Yeah, create a shortcut, put it on your homepage.
Yeah, bookmark it, and you're good. But apparently, the people behind it, like, there was not a lot of backing to even have this at all. So it was pushed heavily by Nike Toronto to have it go through and to get it up and running and to actually get it to go live. Like, there was not a lot of backing outside of Nike Toronto, if that is enough of an illusion for me to tell you that there wasn't a lot behind us. But we got it. It's a start, and I'm happy with that. I saw a couple of rumors that said, like, maybe there's just not a big enough market for them to support a whole, because they would have to get a whole app developed, and then they'd have to have IT behind it and all that kind of thing. I know it's a big company, but so that was a rumor. I don't know if I believe it or not. I'm just happy that we have something to start. It's getting our feet wet.
That's what it is.
Couldn't they, I mean, mind you, it took many years for Nike to go live with commerce in Canada.
Yeah, we were as a website well in general, behind.
Years behind, like, majority of the world, right? Which is weird. A conversation for another time. But wouldn't they just be able to kind of transfer the technology from the US sneakers app to the Canadian one and just...
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably a rhetorical question, but yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I agree with you. I think we all wish it could have been an app. But when you hear that there was not a lot going for us in the first place and we're kind of quote unquote lucky to have it, I don't want to say that, but it's better than nothing. It's better than what we had. I'll give it that. And it's an improvement. So you can't really be mad at that.
But now if you have the app with the American sneakers on it, you have another local option.
Now you have
as
two.
A Canadian too.
But who does that, right? That's illegal.
Right. That's not fair.
That's who does that, right?
I do it.
Have you ever actually scored anything?
Off like, the American sneakers?
Yeah, like substantial, like cool stuff.
Yeah. I got the Off-White Air Max 90s.
Okay.
In the desert.
The desert core?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I recently got, this is not a big pickup, it was pretty easy, the Patrick Starr Kyrie 5s.
Oh, okay.
A previous
pick of yours.
Yes, exactly.
Very good.
A couple things, but nothing too crazy. I've struck out on a lot of stuff, but I've got a couple things.
But it's easy to enter, right? Like most of them are draws. It's easy to just open it and click it. Like, I'm excited to have that option where it might be not be an app, but it's literally just a website and you can go in, sign in and enter the draw. Like,
set it and forget it.
Exactly. That's it. And if you win, you're like, oh shit, I did absolutely nothing to get the shoe. So I am excited. Could be better, but could be a lot worse.
Yeah. It's a good step for commerce, like in Canada.
Yeah. I completely actually somehow, I don't know how, forgot that we were so late getting Nike.ca. Like, when did we get that? Like, I think it was literally four years ago.
It was less than almost 2020. We just got it a few years ago.
2018.
The biggest footwear brand in the world just gave Canada a website.
Underdeveloped countries got it before us.
Yeah. I know.
Like,
which is just baffling.
But there's not enough, a big enough market. That's why.
That was a rumor. I'm just kind of.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Feeding the fire a little bit.
Okay.
Doing journalism.
They always think Canada's not a big enough market.
Look at us.
Yeah.
We're thriving.
I'll show you guys. We buys have... all the Nike.
We'll get the last laugh. Market now. Enters every sneakers draw through the website. And finally... this was actually sent in by, I don't remember who, sorry, I forgot. German skate shop fights off the bots. So the store in question is called, I think it's called Zuport, Zupport. Their Instagram is Zupportrier. Zuportrier. They're from Germany. Go nuts with that pronunciation. Whoever knows how to say it, please let us know. So they decided to fight the bot battle for the release of the UNC Jordan 1 SB by posting the shoe, quote unquote, the shoe, the same title, the same photos, everything with sizing. But after the title, they put in German print. So Air Jordan 1 USC, Air Jordan 1 UNC SB low dash print. So they were selling prints of the shoe for the for the retail price of the shoe.
Ooh,
nice. For regular whatever euro.
And then no refunds.
No refunds because they didn't falsely advertise it because they said this is a print. So all the bots picked it up immediately. They must have sold a ton of prints. Bet you they sold a good amount of prints. Bro. Yep. Yep. And that's how they fought the bots.
It's an interesting strategy. Was there any kickback from Nike?
I don't know about kickback from Nike because, I mean, technically, they did nothing wrong.
Mm.
We're getting super technical. They posted it properly.
Like, that's hilarious.
They posted a print. It was in the title and description. Yeah. And in your receipt, it says print. Like,
wow.
And I think even in the description of the product, it says you're purchasing a print.
That's amazing.
Whoever thought of that, their bonus is going to be nice this year.
It's not the first time we've seen something like that, but I just love seeing it. Like, it's so good.
At least you get something. You still get the shoe, technically.
It's a photo.
At least, though, it's not like it's not the name of it, and you get like a
different shoe,
a Monarch.
They did. I know that. I think it was actually Exclusity when Yeezys were popping. They would upload other shoes. I think actually Courtside Sneakers did it as well. They would upload like tubulars with the name.
Yeah.
Like
that's shitty.
Yeezy, and then you would buy a tubular.
I mean, it's smart on like Courtside Sneakers part, but for the customer, it sucks. At least for this one, you're still getting a picture.
You can admire it still.
Yeah, still better than nothing.
You weren't going to wear it anyways, so it's
fine. You're going to sell it. Now you can sell the print.
That print is now infamous.
Half the price.
Damn.
Imagine if the print is going for more than the shoe.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
That'd be a game changer.
Because of a scandal.
That would be a game changer.
Who's laughing now? Zuport?
Stupid. Zuport Rider.
I knew we were going to get into trying to pronounce it. I knew it was going to come up.
I'm not going to touch it.
So we do have a couple of updates from previous This Week in Kicks headlines. So StockX did finally acknowledge that they did have a data breach, everyone.
Oh.
It did happen. StockX admitted / acknowledged that it happened.
Next time it happens, because it will, because their security clearly fucking sucks.
Very good. Their password was password.
After they get called out by numerous people and news sites.
And then, I guess it happened. Maybe. It might have happened.
Sorry.
About that.
I think it started with, we wish it didn't happen. Like, obviously, you wish it didn't happen.
Really?
I read like a
paragraph. Did you wish it never happened?
But I was reading that they don't store, like on a kind of a relieving point, they don't store the credit card and other personal info on the StockX app or site.
I think it was only like minor data, but just the fact that there was a data breach.
It was just like your name, size, email.
Yeah.
Stuff that's not super personal, but
people want to send me stuff.
I was gonna say, if anyone wants to actually send me an email,
if anyone in Portland or Jordan Brand is a part of the hack, I'm a 9.5. That is me. That's correct.
If that's who stole it,
send it.
If you didn't get my address, I'll give it to you right now.
Take the info and do your best with it. Hack me up.
Do your thing. Hack me so hard.
Go off, sis.
And then another update. This is a little bit late news, but I think we forgot to bring it up previously. So remember the guy in Toronto who bought 99 pairs of shoes for $1 million?
The art display or exhibit,
right? The car guy who's like, sure, shoes are cool, I guess I'll buy $1 million worth of shoes, whatever. Just a Tuesday. He ended up buying the one remaining pair from the $100 lot. So he could buy all 100 pairs. And it went for a world record amount of money.
$1 million.
False. Close. Not that close. $475,000. $475,500.
That's a condo?
I don't even know how to say this number.
In Milton.
What shoe was it?
The original Nike Moon shoe.
Yeah. Oh, so, man. Yeah.
And the only dead stock pair remaining in existence.
Crazy.
That they
there's
know
11.
Of. He's gonna try wearing
there's 11
it.
In the world.
Did they confirm that the other 10 have been worn on DS?
I hope so, because then this guy got scammed.
Oh, imagine!
Like if but he bought through again. if it got through the StockX.
What's the resell on that bad boy?
If you don't $475,500.
What if he's a reseller and he wants to flip it?
He's trying to flip it for $480.
What's the margin on that?
It's just funny because he added the 500. Like it's $475,500.
They didn't want to cut it off.
Someone else's bid was $475, and he's like, fine, and 500. Like there's no way he was bidded up that much.
Could have rounded up.
And then the guy was just like, no, that's too much. I can't.
My cap was
slightly over the budget there.
My cap was $475,000. I can't do that extra $600. That's
my awesome. Wife will kill me.
Oh man.
But yeah, those are just a couple updates. We'll try and do those anytime
that's
we remember.
Cool,
just some follow-ups. And they also, I did see, they are releasing, since Phil is here,
the
Arizona Adidas are coming out.
Oh, I thought it was something good, man. When are the Nestle Air Forces coming out, man?
The Arizona Adidas are releasing for 80 times their original value. Jeez. They're releasing for $200.
Copped.
Yikes.
Said no one ever.
$200.
Sorry, I guess it would be $80 if it was 80 times the original value. Yo, whatever. If,
yeah.
If was, these Arizona cans start selling for $800, I'm not drinking Arizona anymore.
They should come in a pack where there's an Arizona can in the box. And then,
oh, yeah.
For $1.29.
And it says $99.
$1.29, bro. Yeah. If it's Canadian, it has to be $1.29.
In Arizona, says $200 on the can. Yeah. It's like a special one.
I drink that so quick.
Yeah. next up is Previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Phil, any purchases other than the Patrick Star? Kyrie, I guess.
Yes, I bought a gently used pair of Kyrie 4 All-Stars.
Ooh.
From a friend who balls with me on Sunday.
I was going to say, is that the infamous pair? Is that the one that he didn't actually make the All-Star team, or is that the 5? What was the Kyrie, or was it a different shoe?
It's the one with it's black and white, and it looks like it's black and it has like the white kind of tie-dye-ish around the swoosh.
There was one shoe from one player where they made an All-Star shoe for it, but he didn't make the All-Star team. Was it the Kyrie 4?
Was that the Kyrie that Trent was talking about a few episodes ago?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think it was the Kyrie 4, man.
I'm trying to bring it up.
I think you have a shoe that doesn't exist.
I'm trying to bring it up on my mobile telephone here.
Is it one with the green?
I don't know what it looks like, so if you show me a photo, I won't know. If you're listening to this, is that the somebody shoe knows that never made it to production?
I think Fozzie
and
would
only
know.
Hit the outlet. Why would
Fozzie's a Kyrie guy?
Is he?
Or it might be someone else. I could be being racist.
Any Kyrie fans out there, all our Boston friends, let us know.
Boston.
I can't find the picture.
I don't know what it looks like, but yeah. I know there is one like that where they produced it and then he never made the All-Star team, so they had to throw it to the outlet.
Well, he barely wore them, and I paid like $50 for them.
What? Damn.
Yeah, I'm hooping in them. I already played in them.
And that's going to be worth something. Nice. Well,
they're wonderful.
Going to be worth something one day.
No, they're not going to
play basketball in it. At least somebody played basketball in it because he didn't. Oh. Kyrie didn't. So.
Not in the All-Star game.
Shots. anything else other than some $50 basketball shoes?
Anyone else? No, just the Patrick Stars.
That was your one
off
of the
pack? Sneakers app.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's it. That's all
Did
I wanted.
Did you get them in yet?
I think they shipped.
Have you gone to pick
I think they
up,
shipped. They'll ship to the States, but I haven't gone to pick them up or check. I don't think they've landed yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do know that Alvin got a pair of shoes.
Ooh.
Yeah,
what'd you get?
Because I was there.
Oh.
So
turn into a redneck for a second.
I'm gonna preface this because apparently Sasha listens to our podcast. I sold a bunch of shoes.
Allegedly.
No, she saw me. I was like, babe, I'm leaving. Where she's like, all those shoes? I was like, yeah, I'll make some money. So I made the money. I got back home. She's like, is that money for me? I'm like, nah. And then the next day, Lawrence and I go on a little mission to an undisclosed location, Area 51 in Ontario, and meet up with NetMag. And I got the 112s. The Air Max 1.
Oh, the Clark Kents?
Clark Kents.
Oh.
And the box was signed. And I found out from NetMag's repost that it was John Ratner's pair, a.k.a. Heads Ain't Ready's pair.
That full circle shit.
Which is crazy.
Man. Damn.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And straight to feet. I also got...
Also...
Yeah, hold on. There's a list.
What?
Hold
on.
The good homie, MD Kovacs, friend of the show.
Oh, I knew about this one.
Hit me up weeks ago, maybe like months ago. He was like, hey, man, would you be interested in these? And it's like the OG Air Max 1 Safaris.
Ooh.
But they're not wearable because like it needs a soul swap.
Because they're old as hell.
Yeah, they're old. But like, dude, the upper is like pristine.
Nice.
Like, it's crazy. Nice. So
just soul swap that.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So if anyone has a donor out there, I'm looking for the wheat Air Max ones that came out this year.
The white with the
doesn't have to be exact. I just want the gum sole. If my OG Air Max ones the Safaris come out with a white midsole and a gum sole, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And then
what?
What?
Hold on, it's been a busy week.
Yeah, apparently, shit.
So remember when Timbo
fucking
Timbo
Phil
was
over
on?
Here just got $50 Kyries. You're listing off
and the Patrick Star,
and Kyrie you're Price. Listing off Grail. Yeah.
Timothy Perside. Remember he was here on the pod. And he was like, "Yo, Al, I got some shoes for you." He was serious. So, I met up with him. I think earlier this week. Or last week. What's today? Tuesday?
Yes.
Tuesday. Okay, so it was last week, Friday, I think. And he hooked me up with the New Balance 998 Blue Denims.
True.
Because they were too big for him. And then he also gave me the New Balance 998 J. Crews, I think. Collabo. Jesus.
Sick.
So you got four pair of shoes in like 3 days.
It's like
days.
A trade. Like, he's going to wait for a release that he wants to procure. Mm-hmm. And I have to procure that for him.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Which deal. Is a pretty good trade off.
That's
think.
A good deal. Yeah.
I think so.
J. Crew, the store, the men's retailer.
Yeah.
Is there like a high value on those? I'm not familiar with those.
If you live in Europe, I guess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No one gives a fuck about them in Canada, unfortunately.
Fair enough.
But like they were pricey.
I think they were a higher with, retail, though. Right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because cool. It's like a made in USA.
Mm. Right.
Quote unquote. Yeah. And it's like better quality.
Yeah.
Plus it's J. Crew.
I like J. Crew.
Yeah.
Some
yeah.
Decent yeah. Dress
shirts.
I have some socks yeah. from.
Right.
Oh, you guys have yeah. actual bow
ties
clothing.
And yeah. stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those socks are dope too. Yeah,
I got some dress socks from there. You guys have actual clothing.
Yeah.
It's a nice store.
It's cool.
Anything else? Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Well, we can come back to you if you want to think about it.
Any OG AJKOs yeah. you picked up on Monday night?
Nothing. 1985.
Nothing else that needs to be soul swapped.
So really quick, we did get the opportunity to attend WWE SummerSlam on Sunday, which was very, very cool. Foot Locker hooked us and Shango up with seats to cover the event for us.
Crazy.
It's crazy how sneaker... I don't even know how I'm going with the sentence, but how many sneakers there are in the WWE now? Like, it's crazy how many sneakerheads there are. Like, there's Kofi Kingston, who is like the main, I think, figurehead for sneakers, but I think yeah. almost all of them are like into shoes enough. Like, if you go through their profiles on Instagram, they
even
all
the older
wear
men,
kicks.
Bro.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. All of them.
Sneakerhead.
Does he have kicks? Ric Flair. Does he have a good collection?
Hulk yeah, Hogan. He was on one of those episodes where
sneaker
he
shopping?
Sneaker shopping?
No.
Oh, the closet.
Look, the closet
yeah,
one?
Yeah.
The other one before sneaker shopping, okay. where they were going to.
Okay.
Celebrities
yeah.
like closets.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
And Shane McMahon.
Oh yeah, he's like a Jordan 1 man.
Yeah,
yeah,
he was wearing a Jordan 33 that night. Kofi was wearing the custom Kyrie 5.
Oh, from Mosh
in Raptor yeah, yeah. colorway, which was very sick. Cool. Shout out to all the WWE superstars though, because they were almost all of them when they came out were repping the Raptors in some way, which what? Was really kind of cool. They all had like their merch that was like Raptor themed or whatever. Like, it was really cool to see. And did you see the championship belt?
Yeah.
That thing was crazy. They did a regular like WWE championship belt, like the official replica for $500. But they also had an option where you could buy a Raptors plate to put on the side. So it had the regular That's WWE pretty cool. logo, and then one of the side plates, you could put the Raptor logo and like 2019 champions nice. For an additional $150 on top of the $500 Damn. Retail for the belt. But that's really cool.
If I had $650 yeah. disposable dollars, I would have done it.
Well, you just bought yeah. four pairs of shoes, so I yeah. guess you kind of do a little bit.
Sell those J. Crews.
There you go. But yeah, thank you, Foot Locker. That was very cool. That's very cool experience. Kind of like a childhood nostalgia thing for sure, because you guys were into wrestling back in the day, right?
Yeah, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, back. Yeah. How about you,
Wolfpack,
Phil?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little bit NWO. Later, I think. Yeah, I was a little bit later.
The Rock. Well, he's been wrestling for 50 years, so yeah, it doesn't really, yeah. doesn't really specify the
that
generation.
Doesn't give you an era at yeah. all. Yeah. Yeah.
He's been doing the people's yeah. elbow, dog. Like,
yeah, yeah, for real. Got to see Brock Lesnar wrestle. That was cool.
He's back? Yeah. He's not doing MMA no more?
Same thing as The Rock, man. Like, he is.
Like back and forth?
Yeah. He True. Is. That was really cool.
Is
yeah.
The Undertaker still going?
I don't think so.
He Kane. Stopped a couple
I think
years
Kane,
ago.
No? Kane, his brother?
Didn't see Kane.
Goldberg.
Goldberg was still. There.
That's crazy.
Yo, I was
Goldberg
a big fan
was
of
there. Yeah, seeing some of the older wrestlers. Like, these guys are like 60. Shane McMahon wrestled. Like, these guys are like 60, 65.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Jacked.
It's wild.
And jumping off of ropes and spearing people and lifting yeah. up human beings and throwing them around.
No, it's amazing what steroids can do, man.
It's nuts, man.
I'm just joking.
What a time. 2019. It's crazy.
I was gonna say something about that, too.
I'm just joking. Anyone from the WWE listening, and we're just joking.
The Rock. He doesn't mean it.
Yeah.
Since The Rock. We know The Rock is listening. Yeah. Next up is errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we will let the world know that we goofed. So we do have the GOAT EE, the best ever to ever exist. But that will be after this first one from Kieran Coyle. Good friend of the show, constant contributor, haver of many friends, he says. We believe that. That was who it was, right? I think. Who said, I swear I have a lot of friends. I just like to listen to you guys and contribute to the show.
Yeah.
And we believed him. Yeah. He didn't need to say it, but he said it.
I mean, we're your friends. So if we're your friends, you have at least a lot of friends.
We'll include three. Phil, so four.
Four.
We'll include Phil because he's basically...
Yay.
3.5. So first, in reference to our trends topic from last week, he says UGG boots because he is from Australia originally.
Yes.
He has the backstory
The home of the UGG.
Yes, he has the backstory on UGG boots.
I feel like he started it.
UGG life.
I think it was... Maybe that's why he has so much knowledge.
UGG life.
UGG life. We're already talking too much about UGGs. he says, although Lawrence came in with the right answer, quick bit of history on the UGG boot, as I'm Australian, that you might find interesting. They started in Australia, but everyone used to just wear them as slippers and call them UGG boots because they were ugly.
Was that not the original name? Was it always UGG or did it have a different name?
Maybe they were just called boots.
Huh.
Like when you wear Nike shoes, you don't call them Nike shoes. You call them shoes.
Nikes.
Nikes. Nike shoes.
Trainers.
Nike trainers. Do they say Nike? Nike? Is that what they say? They don't say Nike? That sounds weird. Yeah.
Nikes.
Maybe they say Nike.
Crikey, that's a Nike. Yeah.
No.
They should be saying
Crikey,
Nike.
Crikey, those Nikes are blessed, bruv.
I'm going to wear all of our
Australian British
Toronto
friends out there.
Well, a Weiss man. anyways, back to the UGG. See, that says, then surfers started wearing them a lot. Then it picked up in the U.S. and then someone in the U.S. trademarked UGG boots. Oh, so it wasn't a brand. It was just some weird like moccasin looking thing. Man. Yeah. And then started selling under that brand around the world. So maybe UGGs, the brand itself, is not actually Australian. Even though I think the actual brand name is UGGs Australia.
Was UGGs...
doesn't it say Australian boot on the...
Maybe it, but it's right under inspired the logo? By it, I guess.
Was that like a...
Wow.
Was UGGs cool. Like a slang word, though? Maybe like to call ugly people?
Ugly.
Yeah, that's what they said, yeah.
Ugly.
They called them UGG boots because they were ugly.
No, like, is that what you also say? I was like, yo, bruv.
Your UGGs.
Yo, bruv, your mates are UGGs.
Well, if it's not, then we're going to start doing it. In that exact
yo, fam, your shorty's UGGs, dog. I don't know what you're doing, fam.
I do like that.
You know what I mean? Like, it's easy.
UGGs. Yeah, I'm a little bit lazy, so UGGs is
That's a good story, though.
It is a good story.
Yo, that's bomb. I like the history.
Hope it's real.
He has another one.
Ooh.
I hope it's real.
Glad you guys
like this isn't the GOAT?
I hope it's real.
No.
This is not the GOAT.
This is not the GOAT.
Oh,
you actually know it. Don't worry. It's a good one. It's you just strap in, everybody. But first.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, everybody. he says, regarding flannel shirts, because we as Canada claimed them podcast. We did on the podcast.
I said maybe.
I think we said more than... I think we just claimed them because we have nothing else to go by. So we're like Tim Hortons and flannel shirts.
Black and red flannels.
That's what we claimed. He says they actually originated in Wales a long time ago.
England?
Wales is in England. And
he
says,
lives in England, that's right.
Yes.
Damn it.
Look at this guy with all the knowledge. He says, not in Canada, although it was made famous in the U.S. and Canada by Hamilton Carhartt.
Okay, but that's the thing, though.
Hence,
a wave
it being big over there.
A wave is something that people start. Correct?
That's correct.
So if we started it, it's still a wave. Yeah.
But is Hamilton Carhartt, I'm going to assume, because I've never met anyone else with the last name, Carhartt, would be Mr. Carhartt, the brand. Is he Canadian?
Doesn't matter.
Well, if he's, I don't know. I don't have enough information on the flannel shirts to, I don't know.
Anyways, no, that's cool. I mean, thank you.
I wonder how they decided flannel started in Wales. Like, who was like, that's the first ever flannel shirt.
Oh, that guy's wearing pants on his shirt.
That's very UGGs.
That's very UGGs.
So next up for the GOAT EEE. It was not meant to be an EEE.
Oh.
It was probably not even meant for us.
Oh.
This comes from a woman named Sylvia Mueller. In our email, via the website, our contact page has a little box where you can type in comments or concerns or questions, if you will. We had a couple of people RSVP for the party through there. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah?
Resourceful.
This is whatever, right? We gave them our email, but they went to the website and then went to the contact us page and then typed in their RSVP on our contact us page. But her EEE that she does not know we're talking about right now is, my son tried to buy something from you and you rejected my credit card. Something about flagged by fraud, ...
Whoa.
Yeah. I would like an explanation, please.
Explain yourself, Lawrence.
Yeah.
My reply, we don't have an online store.
We don't, though.
I think you have the wrong website, ma'am. That's what I said.
I like that you hit it with a ma'am.
I had to a little bit, because that was a lot of question marks that she hit us with. You know what? Two is okay, because you're genuinely questioning the situation. Six is just ignorant.
Yeah.
So I hit her with a ma'am. And she replied, ma'am?
And then?
What year is this? So rude. And that was the end of the threat.
Actually, ma'am, you know what is rude? Is you trying to use a fraudulent credit card on a store that we don't have.
On a shoe store.
That we don't have.
She tried to scam us.
There's legit not even a shop. There's no products on your website.
There's nothing
for sale. Did you try to pay for an article that we didn't write?
I hope she tried to pay for an article, but I doubt it.
I don't get it.
I don't know where, first of all, her son was shopping, and then he went to his mom like, mom, your card got rejected for fraud. Go and
technically
complain.
Technically, it was fraud, because if you're not the card holder and your signature's not on the back,
so yeah, there you go. We caught it.
Hold on, conspiracy theory. What if her son was on our website reading about StockX? You know how you have that StockX article?
And he thought we are StockX. No.
And then he's like, hey, mom.
Very
look,
easy to confuse.
This is how you buy off of StockX. And then she tried to buy off of StockX through a link on our website. And because they were going through the little fraudulent situation over at StockX, they declined her fraudulent credit card.
So we helped.
Yeah.
I don't see how you guys are tied into this.
Because we wrote the article.
I don't either, but we got an email.
Because we wrote the article, she decided to blame us for the fraudulent check.
So basically, we saved the world.
You're welcome, StockX.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah, see.
Sylvia Mueller, if you're listening to this,
you read suck. Her full name.
Ma'am.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I did.
That's amazing.
You want her email too?
That's amazing. Sylvia.Mueller@hotmail.ca. We're roasting you right now.
Ma'am.
Take that, ma'am.
Yeah, hit her with
watch, there's going to be an actual EE.
Ma'am,
Sylvia
sir.
Mueller next year.
I hit her with the ma'am. And I spelt it properly, M-A-apostrophe-A-M.
A-M? Yep. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Proper ma'am.
But you knew she was going to be irrational when she put the six question marks, and then...
And before and that, there was a dot, dot, mark. Dot. It was a dot, 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 question mark, question mark.
No, you knew she's like, a psychopath on. From that.
Like, yeah. Relax. And she had, like, not enough, like, capitalization. Mm. Like, she didn't capitalize any of the first words.
So was
sentence.
That her... Was that Sylvia or Silvio?
Oh.
Her son.
Ooh, maybe it was the son.
Silvio.
Well,
her name's Sylvia and her son Silvio.
Man, I've seen
stranger things have happened.
I'm gonna stop because I'm just gonna stop.
Speaking of Stranger Things, just kidding. That would be a sick, but I have absolutely nothing. Wait, yeah, no, we can do it. Next up is thumbs up upside down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. And in relation to Sylvie... Was it actually... No, sorry, Sandor. His name was Silvio for a second.
Silvio Sandor.
In relation to Sandor's question for the fire round, the thumbs up, thumbs down topic this week will be yellowing. You have to say it, Alvin.
Up.
Joel.
Up.
You guys are thumbs up for yellowing?
Mm-hmm. So what's yours? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs down.
Thumbs up. Next up.
Wait, what? I don't understand. I don't understand. This is just your opinion, right? Like,
yeah.
How do you feel about it?
About yellowing.
Oh, okay, yeah, thumbs down.
Okay. Okay. We, you said that already.
Yeah. Okay, but you guys are... I don't understand. Okay,
this is our 74th episode, 71st time on the show. You know how this works.
I know, but I just don't... I can't comprehend. I'm not looking for an explanation. I just don't understand.
Why the F do these guys like yellowing? Okay. It's freaking weird.
Go on the contact us page. On our website.
Email us.
I'm sending you an email with six question marks. Why do you guys like yellowing?
Yellowing question mark question mark question mark question mark.
And don't you dare call me ma'am when you reply.
Yes, yellowing ma'am. Next up is NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. We did decide that the bringer of the food brings the NSR question.
Ooh.
And this week, Joel brought the food.
So, delicious, so by
Joel
the way.
Joel is bringing thank you very much the question.
Thank you, Joel.
It was hard work. But, okay, so the NBA schedule came out.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing in Toronto. The Clippers are coming.
December 11th.
Remembrance Day. November 11th.
Isn't it December?
November 11th is Remembrance Day, Lawrence.
I don't think it's on Remembrance Day.
No, we play them, in L.A., I think November.
That's the first time we play them, though.
Yeah. Oh,
first
time they play each other. Yeah. But when they come here,
Kawhi coming here, I think is December 11th.
We really play them on our Remembrance Day.
Yeah,
that's just rude.
That's hilarious.
Like, it's lest we forget. Like, come on now. I don't like that.
I don't think it was done purposely because I doubt any American scheduler even knows. It's Veterans Day.
It's Veterans Day.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. But they know. So something's going. Wow, they really did that.
They did that
Remembrance Day. They're like, "Hey, Canada, remember."
Kudos to them if they did it on purpose.
Lest we forget.
Yeah.
Remember?
In Flanders Field.
Everyone wear your Kawhi Poppies.
Yeah.
Kawhi
Poppies. Your Kawhappies.
Kawhappies.
What color are they? Purple and...
Red and purple blue and red?
Yeah. Blue and red.
Shit.
No offense, of course, to the importance of the day and the significance of the poppy.
No,
but
of course not.
Sorry if the day is listening and they're offended today.
Yeah.
Joel, continue.
Okay, so with the schedule out, what are you guys more excited for? You guys are excited for the Christmas Day game?
Christmas.
Or Kawhi coming down here and playing here?
I asked myself the same question today, and I said, I actually brought it down to three games.
What did you say to yourself?
Here's what I said to myself, Phil. Mm. Thank you for asking. I said to myself, I says.
I says to me,
you Uggs, mate. I said, would I rather go to, if I could pick one, opening day?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Where you get
banner,
the rings,
baby.
And the banner,
mm-hmm.
or
hmm.
Kawhi's first time coming back. So mm-hmm. he'll get his ring.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
or
right.
the first ever and only, I'm saying it now, Christmas game in Toronto Raptors history.
Didn't we have one already?
No way.
I thought we had
season one.
There's absolutely no way.
Our first season?
Actually?
I thought we had one before.
By the way, I did call that if we got a Christmas game, it was going to be the noon game.
Yeah.
I did call that.
That's always the
3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
But I couldn't think of it, but I think that the correct answer to that question is the home opener. Where the team gets the banner, the team gets the rings, and everyone's
absolutely.
Fucking happy because the Kawhi game is going to be incredible, but like, that's like living in the past. Let's live in the present. We're happy.
It's like seeing your ex with her new tank, dog. That's a beef tank.
and I think, sorry to cut you off.
No, nope,
I think
I'm done.
We know what's going to happen is that everyone's going to cheer.
They
like,
better.
A couple dozen idiots might boo or whatever, but those people don't really matter. So, everyone's going to cheer, rightfully so.
They should. They better.
And that's it. He's going to get his ring, and that's it. So, I mean, it's a cool moment, I guess, in hindsight.
And they'll do, like, the video tribute.
Yeah.
And they're going to show the dunks and the shot. And everyone's
going to cry.
And I'm going to cry. Yeah.
Oh, but what about when do the Lakers come to town? Because not only is it LeBron and AD and them, but Danny Green gets his ring.
Okay, guys. Next question.
I'm good with that.
You guys don't want to see Danny Green getting his ring?
What did he do for us in the finals?
He's still nothing, but he's
it'll
still
be, in, it'll be a cheaper
nothing,
game.
Nothing, he's still in Toronto, though. You guys,
he is,
you guys
is he still
the,
here?
The, yeah, he was he's with, what's the young lady that won the
Bianca
Rogers
Andreescu.
Cup? Yeah. They were,
oh, I thought that was an old photo. I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Was it an old picture?
I thought so, but I don't know.
That's maybe not.
That's a little misleading media outlets. I thought that was today.
What would you guys rather go to? Quickly, go. Christmas, Kawhi coming back or opening day?
Opening, bro.
Opening day.
Opening, yeah, for sure.
I want to see that banner.
It's got to be.
And the rings.
You guys want to see the banner and
the continuation ring of the most important game in Raptors history. Yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah. We said that every round of the playoffs, and then we're going to say it again. Well, it's not really important, but it's a big moment. You know what I mean?
And then after that, it's like back to business kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back to fourth place in the East. Oh, the soundboard's up. 3 hours into the episode. Here we go.
And that was 30 seconds. promos, really quick. We do have one promo to talk about. So there is a new sneaker expo coming to town. They're called Sneakerhead TO. They're coming to Toronto. Obviously, Sneakerhead TO. It's a name.
Makes sense.
It's a good name.
Coming into Toronto on Saturday, October 5th. From 12 to 7 p.m. in probably the biggest venue in Toronto, the Metro Rogers Toronto. That would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Metro Toronto Convention Center.
True.
Which is the biggest event space in the city, which is huge.
Yeah.
If you're interested in tickets, hit up either their Instagram, which is sneakerhead_TO, or their website, www.sneakerhead.market.
Ooh.
That's a cool website.
Market.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Huh. Okay.
Maybe that's where that woman was flying for fraud.
She was looking for Canada Got Sold out market, and she landed on the wrong one.
I really should have dug deeper and figured out where she tried to order from out. I should have, just for research sake.
What credit card did you use, ma'am?
Sorry, give me your information again, and I'll try and run it through one more time.
Can you send us your credit card? Also, don't forget the CVV number on the back right corner.
What was
we
the
need
expiration
that
again? And your shipping and billing address is the same? Or damn, we're too honest, man. That could have gone south really quickly. We're just talking about it on the podcast. That's the most vicious we'll get. So next up, the main discussion. Moving. We're not talking about like dancing or jumping or running, not movement,
which we all love doing.
All of three,
dancing,
four of
jumping
those things.
And moving
same time.
We're talking about moving as in you moved houses,
yes,
or condo to house, yes, or whatever, what have you. Yes. So because Philly most recently moved / is in the process of moving, I guess.
Unpacking.
Still unpacking. Yeah. Still in the...
I'd say I'm about 85% there. 90% maybe.
And you guys have moved somewhat recently, right? Oh, like, how long have you been in this house? Like, 5 years? Less?
Yeah, like 4 years.
4 years, yeah. And you, same thing-ish, right? Four-ish years,
sure.
I think. Yep.
Yeah, sounds about right.
That's pretty recent, so we've got some info to go on. So, my first question is for the movers, because I've never moved.
Mm-hmm. Did you do the soul poll?
I did. I did do a soul poll.
Oh, you're going to do it later?
It's
sorry.
It's upcoming.
Okay,
my it bad. Was a surprise.
But now it's ruined.
But it was all over Instagram. Surprise! Answer this question, but it's a surprise.
The placement of it was going to be a surprise. So my first question, just for the three people at this table who have moved, did you guys do like a purge first? Did you sell a bunch of shit just to make it a little bit easier? Like, was that a thing? Because I feel like if I was moving, I'd just be, the lazy side of me would be like, I'll take a little bit of extra cash, first of all, and then I'll have less to move if I sell some stuff off. Was that a thing for you guys at all? Anybody?
I was already selling to get to condense anyways.
Okay.
So it just already, happened to.
It was a combo.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was organic.
Okay. So you were already selling because you knew you needed to downsize.
Yeah, and there was a lot. Yeah, yeah, that's part of it.
That's why you were selling rather than like it's just too much to move.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't so much. Yeah, the movability was just like I don't know why I bought this or I don't need this or yeah, some good deals are made, some bad deals are made.
Happens.
Yeah,
especially when we did it for so long, right? Alvin, did you sell anything first or
I was. I think I was already in like a pre-purge. So
pre-purge,
yeah. Like I was already getting rid of shoes because I wasn't wearing them.
It's the prequel.
It's the prequel to prequel. the purge. It's pre-purge. yeah. I was already like getting rid of stuff just because I wasn't wearing them or stuff. Like we just got married and then I moved into her parents' house.
Yeah,
and I knew for sure I wouldn't fill all my shoes there.
But so you left all your stuff at your parents' house.
I took it with you. Took it all.
Oh wow.
With an exception of like maybe a shelf of shoes, which I think is still in the basement, but it's all like used up stuff that my parents can
nothing crazy
in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Everything was gone. Yeah, I took everything just because like when I knew when we found a house, I didn't want to have to go back and forth.
Like a bunch of places. Your stuff is just everywhere.
Yeah. I didn't want to do that. No.
Okay. Yeah. Joel, was there a sell-off? Did you get rid of a bunch of stuff just for the sake of downsizing whilst moving?
I think I did sell some stuff, but it wasn't really for downsizing. Is more or less for like, you know, extra cash kind of thing, right? But everything else, everything just came with me. Everything, like, you know, boxes and empty boxes and whatever.
Accessories and props and all the other garbage that we collect. Yeah. So the process of moving itself, first of all, sounds horrible. I don't like the shoes mostly is the only thing that sounds like it sucks. But how did everything go? Like, how did you move everything? What was this process like? Because for me, I feel like it would take forever, first of all, because I would pull a box out, open it, look at it, be like, I love these shoes, then box it up. And I would do that like repeatedly, like 7 dozen times.
Nah, bro.
No?
When you're like in like
move mode. Yeah.
At least for me, when I was in move mode, it was like everything. So luckily I still worked at Foot Locker. So I took home like a bunch of big shipment boxes. I was just in like pack mode, man. Obviously, like my shoes were already organized, but I tried to organize them again just in case I wasn't able to find a pair.
Oh, so you kept them in the boxes afterward?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was me moving into Sasha's house.
Yeah.
I took out some, the ones that I would wear all the time. But, footsies.
Go on. go on.
But yeah, for a majority of them, they remained in the boxes just because I didn't want to take up other closet space that was not mine.
So that's why you didn't hate moving. You only did half of it. You didn't unpack. You just packed.
Yeah, but packing was bad.
Yeah.
Well, I purged a lot of clothing. Sorry. Okay. A lot of clothing. Like all my academics and Nietzsche. Like,
oh, you still had that up until 4 years ago?
Up until 2015?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
No, it was literally like it was in my parents' other closet. Mm. And I was like, you know what? Let me get rid of all my shit. Mm. And that's what I did.
It's time for this Nietzsche tracksuit to get retired. Yeah.
Academics t-shirt that's yellowed. Wow. And stained
that's
up.
It's crazy when clothes start yellowing.
Yeah. I miss that FUBU basketball jersey so much.
I had an Exco one because my mom bought it for me. It looked like the FUBU one, man.
Thanks, Mom. Exco. Thanks,
Mom.
It's the same.
We it's have FUBU same. At home.
Look, there's a number there.
It's not the same, Mom.
Oh, my God. But, yeah.
So you did the boxes, boxed everything up into big shipping boxes. And drove it over, I guess.
Yeah.
Drove it over.
Took my parents' van.
Nice.
Took out the seats.
Mm.
Luckily, I didn't have a lot of things, just a lot of shoes, but the shoes took up most of the room.
How about you guys? How was this process undertaken? Mostly, I just care about the shoes, but you can tell me about how you moved your clothing or your deodorant or whatever else as well.
With the sneakers, it was just like Alvin, like shipping boxes. Everything else was just like bags. Like clothing wise, we just threw it all in bags and stuff like that. And, you know, labeled it like, you know, bedroom or, you know,
sneaker room.
Yeah.
Sneaker room.
I did that when we moved to the big house. Or not the big house.
The mansion.
Our house.
The Bel Air crib.
The 4,000 square foot
house. The condo.
That's the summer home, Lawrence. Come on.
Summer home.
It's not a big house, guys. I'm just talking about
it. It's lavish. It's lavish.
It's bigger
lavish.
Than the room.
It was bigger than your
bedroom.
Yeah.
It was bigger than the room that we had at
correct.
My parents' house.
Yes.
I did that. I put like small bedroom, big bedroom, sneaker room. Because I initially had a sneaker.
You had a sneaker room at one point. Yeah.
Initially.
True.
Then, before you had a
then Kaya came.
Daughter.
So then you have a daughter room.
Whatever. Daughter room. I think it's called a bedroom still.
Is it?
Child room.
Child
room.
No, it's called, there's a master bedroom and then there's like a daughter bedroom. And
then the son bedroom?
I think it's just bedroom.
Son washer.
Master bedroom, bedroom.
Washer, bedroom. Dryer bedroom. Is it? Don't you name it?
Never mind. Food bedroom.
Toilet bedroom.
toilet bedroom was crazy.
Phil. How did you go about packing up your stuff and moving it?
Well, I had to be very mindful of like space, so like, you know, how much shoes can fit in the toilet bedroom. And no, I mean, I think it's the same thing for me. Like most of the stuff that I moved was sneakers. There's a couple boxes of obviously clothes and like sticks of deodorant and Dove soap. Bugs. I shouldn't be plugging Dove soap, even though I exclusively use Dove because it's wonderful.
That's why his skin's so soft.
Can you not come on here with your hashtag ads and just say no?
Hashtag
paid. You know how much I'm getting paid to plug Dove right now? It is crazy, man.
Lifetime supply.
Shout out at Dove Canada right now. At Dove Canada. You guys are laughing, but when they contact, hey, Dove, contact me directly. Don't run it through Canada Got Soul because there's too many people to split the money.
Don't go through the website either.
I heard do not email them.
The replies through the website are horrible.
Do not send your credit card to Lawrence. Oh my gosh.
We don't use Dove soap, ma'am.
Sorry, I had a story here. Yeah, so it was mostly shoes, and you're right. Both you guys are right in terms of like having to pick through kind of what you want to do with, you might not have as much space as you had before, or you might have the same amount, but it's like, for me, I kind of had the same amount, give or take, maybe a little bit more, but there was stuff, it's like, you've been collecting dust here for 5 years. Like, I'm not going to bring you to a new residence and
let you collect more. Yeah.
You can stay here and collect the same dust you've been collecting. So yeah, like I purged down like the pairs that I brought over, and even clothes, like, a lot of stuff will get either donated or thrown into my locker or something. So I rented a U-Haul. I got it was cool because I never rented a U-Haul before, but a few days prior to that, I helped my boy move and he had like the 15-foot U-Haul. So I got the sense of the space and how many boxes you can fit.
Oh, yeah.
So I got one of those and I had a lot of extra space, but I mean, it was a good experience. I just threw everything in boxes and I started moving the night. I started packing the boxes the night of. So, like, I started at, like, 10 p.m. and then went to, like, 3 a.m.
Just, that
like,
sounds, packing boxes. I haven't done this before, but it sounds like a mistake to do it like that.
In hindsight, I could have gotten a couple hours sleep. More. It would have been nicer. But
you're so amped.
It worked out. Yeah, you're really amped. Start moving, you're really amped. You
know? I did the exact same thing.
And it kind of forces you to not mull over if you want to bring it or not. It's like you have to make those quick decisions because, you know, time is...
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, do I want these? I haven't worn these. Forget it. Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Easy decision making.
So the pairs you got rid of or the clothes you guys got rid of, what is it, a selling thing or a donation thing or a bit of both? Or
clothes was a donation thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just threw them in a garbage bag and I was like, Mom, I don't know, send it to the Phil's or send it to, like, diabetes or whatever.
Exactly.
Shoes was a selling thing. If I could sell it and make money off of it, I'll do that because clearly I was either saving up to buy a house or
you were in the process of moving into it.
So just like,
for real.
Either way, I just need extra money is always good, but whatever.
So all you guys moved the stuff yourself, selves.
Yes.
There was no moving company involved.
Hell no.
No. Was that because of a trust thing with your merchandise or a just didn't want to pay for it thing or a bit of both? Or I guess what I really want to know is, would you even trust a moving company to move your shoes at all? Which, by the way, was a surprise soul pull. Surprise, everybody.
Well, I'm surprised.
Wait, what? There's a soul pull now?
Even I'm surprised. So we did ask, while you guys conjure up your answer there, would you trust a moving company to handle your kicks if you were to move to our followers? We threw it in a soul poll earlier this afternoon, with, I don't even want to say mixed results because it's quite one-sided. Mm-hmm. What is your guys' guess? The moving company is actually here right now to move the shoes. Yeah.
Oh.
If you guys didn't hear. That's actually Dove Canada.
Joel. Joel got a sponsor from Dove Canada.
They moved pretty quick. Dove Canada is actually pretty good.
Got to give it up for their social team, man. They're really on it. This episode hasn't even aired and they're already here. So yeah.
It's almost like they can listen through our phones.
Kudos to them. Yeah.
Weird. Anyways, back to the soul pool. Back to actually talking about shoes. Would you guys trust a moving company to handle your shoes if you were to move? We asked our followers, what do you guys think the response was from everybody?
No.
I'm asking more so for percentages. It's not thumbs up, thumbs down, so you can explain.
Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up.
I would say 20-80, if not more than 80.
20.
So 20, 20s.
20 said yes, they
yes,
would.
80 they would.
80 said no.
That's your guesstimate. Do you guys agree with that estimate?
Yeah, I think so too.
What do you think, Phil?
I'm gonna go about it. Yeah, I am. I'm gonna go with 60% trust it and 40% don't.
Wow, you're going right against the grain there. Yep. Well, you're extremely wrong with that one, Phil.
It was 50-50 chance. You never know.
It wasn't 50-50. So a whopping 90% said they would not trust a moving company to move their shoes. They're doing that themselves.
That's interesting.
A grand total of 12 people said that they would trust a moving company.
They probably are the moving company.
They are. Yeah. Or the two men in a truck, that's six people that have trucks somebody. With two men in a truck.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you guys trust a moving company with your boxes, your shoes?
Well, first and foremost, I think similar to you guys, I wouldn't use a moving company anyways because fuck that. I have enough friends.
Yeah. No word.
Big minivans.
Shout out to Wendell who
all
helped
at
out
that one day. Time. I'm not doing a moving company. I'm not paying somebody for something I can do myself. If I could see the back of my head, sorry, Jig, I'd cut my own hair. but yeah, I don't think I would trust them just for the sake of, like, there's always that one time, and with my luck, it would be that one time where you get that guy who's about to quit tomorrow.
Yeah.
He comes in to see all the boxes, and it literally says, sneaker room, sneaker room, sneaker room. And he's like, this sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. And that's the one time where he's like, fuck it. I'm gonna take one, two.
Steal it.
Yeah,
but wouldn't my thought is like I you don't label the boxes like that though, right?
Well, how do you label it? Sneaker bedroom.
Like I think he's still bedroom, get it.
If you no, I mean, bedroom. Well, yeah, I mean, well, my workaround is I'm thinking people would just be a little bit more discreet with
master
the labeling.
Bedroom.
Yeah, just put master bedroom or put
then.
Room three. Or you know what I mean?
That's so a it's lot like for me to remember now. So I have to remember which ones I devoted 1, 2, 3. What if I have 13 bedrooms? Like, come on, guys. Like, this is.
Oh, you're, yeah, come on.
Okay.
To
I see guys. It. I get it. I get it. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. I just, even, I don't know. It seems like a lot of trust to get put into somebody who works for probably close to minimum wage and is probably a young kid and. Mm-hmm. Doesn't really care about their job that much. I don't know. And it would you wouldn't even notice. Let's be real. If he took one pair of shoes from one box and you have 30 boxes lined up as you're unpacking, especially if there was boxes that weren't fully filled, you might notice. Maybe you would. You probably would eventually, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You probably wouldn't when you're unpacking unless you had an itemized list box.
Yeah, you wouldn't notice until you were looking for that one pair. Yeah.
And at you'd be some like, point shit, in the future. Yeah. Johnny from Two Men in a Truck just stole my shoes.
Like if they weren't moving my shoes and they were just, you know, taking my clothes and my furniture, I don't care. Because I feel like with shoes, it's harder to replace.
Correct. That's true too.
And it's like money that you've invested into your collection. So it's like, I feel like I'm more invested in it and I don't trust people with my investment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would rather, if there's anybody to blame for losing something or losing something that I'm moving, I'd rather be me.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So at least like, I know what happened to it and shit like that. Mm-hmm. As opposed to like, oh shit, like what happened to my shoes?
And same ways I've seen how like, it's not the same thing, but how UPS and them deal with boxes and just throwing them around.
Did you guys
stuff.
See
like,
that is, footage of, I think it was a postal worker.
Tag them. Which?
I can't remember. I just saw it on
the UPS, FedEx, DHL.
It was somewhere
USPS.
In the US of A.
Yeah.
One of their delivery guys was selling like shoes that he opened up from a box from out of his truck.
Wow.
It looked like a shipment box to go to a store.
Oh, so he had like a whole size run kind of deal.
It's like a variety of shoes. It was like, I saw Yeezys. I saw like a bunch of Adidas.
Oh, wow.
Might have been an Adidas shipment. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it was out of the back of the truck.
Count over there.
So. Oh, that if that happens, like, I don't know, it just makes me trust.
Like I said, it's the one time, right?
Yeah.
It's the one time where it's that kid who's gonna quit his job tomorrow anyways, and he's like, fuck, might as well leave with something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think some sneaker companies need to do they need to consider the way they package.
Yeah.
And make it a little bit more discreet.
You mean throwing a big swoosh on the side of the box that says your Nikes have arrived isn't discreet? Like you think the delivery guys and then leaving it on your porch for the world to see isn't discreet? Yeah.
I've never had a job at a delivery place, but I feel like people would be able to crack that code when they see the big branding on the box.
I don't know if you need like a post-secondary degree, but I don't know if you would need one to know that that's probably shoes.
I know specifically people from New York complain about that a lot, and I don't think it's a regional thing, but have you guys heard about that a lot? Like people getting their
package
stolen.
Snatching?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's never happened to me, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. It hasn't like, moved it is, up north it, yet.
The problem is, like, they say, yeah, it's insured. Okay, great. I bought a pair of off-white Jordan 1s for retail for $200.
Yeah, you get
great.
That, you
I'll get my $200
bucks
back. Boom. Great. That's not what I'm concerned about, really. Yeah. Like, not that $200. Yeah, I agree with you. They need... Well, there's a couple of sneaker stores that I know of specifically that don't have branding on their boxes for that reason. Mm-hmm. Like, that seems like common sense to me.
Just ship it in a plain brown.
Like, yeah. Bro... Ugh, come on. Like, it's, yeah. That's a whole different story, though.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
We anyway, a... no, I would not trust those motherfuckers to move my shoes.
Yeah.
Literally, when I moved to the crib, I put everything else in the moving truck and I put my shoes in my car.
Oh, so you did use a mover? You used a mover?
No, like, we rented a U-Haul.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so you didn't even trust the driver of the U-Haul. Wow. That's
no,
crazy.
Fuck that shit. I think so my shoes also, because so I knew my shoes would be safe and they wouldn't get smushed.
Mm.
I put them in the car that Sasha was driving because I was driving the truck. Oh. And I made her go in front so I could watch her drive.
It's the official U-Haul escort.
You already know, bro.
Yeah.
Anything happens to the wife of the kicks. That. It's a beef thing.
Wow.
I feel that.
So. I don't know if you guys have as strong an answer as that. Like, you literally escorted your shoes or not. But
I drove the U-Haul.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, see?
Your turn.
Knows. You go. Philly knows, bro.
I drove the U-Haul.
With our move, like, coming here, it was pretty much like we pretty much had the keys, like, well in advance of moving in.
Nice.
So we were coming in here, and it was like, you know, first thing was bringing in the sneakers. And then after that, like, if we had, yeah, that was like the first thing. That and like, you know, dinner plates and whatnot, right?
That's stupid
after
stuff.
After dinner plates or after the
shoes. No one cares about that stuff.
But like, you know, like, we brought that stuff in. Like, if you had the opportunity to like, you know, get the keys beforehand, like, you know, bring your shit in.
Yeah, the expensive stuff in. And then you're locking it in a place.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So.
How long, I guess specifically for shoes, did it take to pack up? Like, what this sounded like, I know Phil said, I think you said 10 to 3, so that's 5 hours. Was that everything or just sneakers into boxes?
That's everything.
That was everything. Okay.
And I was kind of dragging it a little bit.
Well, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I wouldn't expect you to be pepping
though.
Your step.
I procrastinated.
Oh, okay.
I procrastinated. So I booked off the Friday because that was when we were planning to move.
And did nothing.
Thursday, we probably had ball Thursday.
Yep.
So I played ball.
Attended that. Got nothing going on.
Ball is life.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I gotta get
move, move. Watch this layup.
Right? So probably got home around 10. Obviously, didn't do anything till 11 because I need that hour to, like...
Oh, for sure.
Wind down. You got to do your stretches and stuff.
Epsom salt bath.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did the same thing as Philly, man. Like, but again, like, it makes your decision-making so much faster. Like, I didn't fold my clothes in the clothing box. I just threw them in there. You know what I mean? Like,
whipping them in there.
Like, fuck this shit. Because, you know, if you take the time to fold them...
It's going to come undone anyway.
Yeah, so fuck it.
So yours was a long process, but that's because you just didn't.
It was my
you
fault.
Were not an efficient worker.
Mm.
I was a hell of a
efficient. We won't put this on your LinkedIn.
It took me 4 hours to pack everything.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad. How about you, Joel?
It was pretty much like you guys just threw it in bags, and some of the stuff we had still on hangers. So we just like folded the stuff.
Shuck
it.
Yeah.
Just like threw it in a bag.
And I left a lot of stuff on hanger, so it's just easy so to just convert
throw
it.
Back in the closet. But it didn't take me that long to pack the sneakers and stuff like that. With shipping boxes, just pretty much just throw it in. It's just like, you know, packing for an event.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Yeah, I guess we have a lot of preparation to
so
work
we just,
with.
Like,
that. Yeah,
threw it in a big box and that was it.
What about unpacking? Was that a more lengthy process? Or
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone's nodding their head. This is, like I said, not thumbs up, thumbs down. So please feel free to elaborate. The viewers do want to hear it.
For me, it was longer because I actually had the ability to figure out what I wanted my sneaker room to look like, even though I only
bedroom.
Had it for like...
Sneaker bedroom.
Yeah, sorry. It's my sneaker bedroom to look like, even though it only lasted like 8 months or so. Maybe a year.
Not bad.
Yeah, I had it for a year. It felt
good.
You
got a taste. Yeah.
Yeah. So like... I honestly didn't unpack my sneakers for at least a week because I wanted shelving units and shit, proper shelving units. And
you wanted to put hardwood. You wanted to put like paint the walls with like
no.
23 and a Jumpman mural. Like
when you buy a house,
Kawhi mural.
Move in first.
Mm.
Unless like, you know, you've had the keys for a while and you can like get that stuff done before you move in. I didn't. I just left the carpet where it was because I didn't give a fuck.
You stay there, carpet.
Yeah, put up shelves and then just made my sneaker room, and then that was it. And then like another thing that like made it longer was because I wanted to now organize it by like
the way you brand, always dreamed
by like by you know, skew type, by like you know by silhouette. And
this
shit,
is out so. Of order.
Yeah.
This is out of order. Yeah.
Who my, put this here?
Why is my basketball shoe on top of the Air Maxes, man? It doesn't belong there. It's this a runner. Is
sportswear.
Yeah. So
this that, is that orange box too. Sportswear.
Yeah. So Philly.
I actually got the keys to part of your stories. I got the keys on the first, obviously. But I had time to do reno. Or I wanted to do some reno. So I actually didn't start moving in until eight days later.
Sick.
So I like I'll let all the rentals finish and obviously and then I started moving in. Yeah, I don't know where to go from there.
what'd you do, have you unpacked?
It's
pretty fresh.
Right, unpacking.
I know it's fresh, but how
so
was
it's
unpacking?
Been Saturday, Sunday, Monday. It's been 4 days. Sick. But I think I'm like but again, mind you, it's just me though. So it's like I don't have like another person with me. So
you know that, ladies?
On a regular... Hold on.
Let's say that one more time for the people in the back.
Say it.
Living with me.
He doesn't have anybody else.
Living with
on me. On a regular basis.
Yeah.
For anybody who's listening. Yeah.
He has regular tings, but they're just not on a regular basis.
No, chill. We can edit this, right? I'm about... I'd say even with putting... Like, shout out to my friends for helping out. Like, putting... TV stands and headboards and shit together. Like, it's been 4 days. Oh, yeah. It's been nightstand. Yo, come on, man. It's been 4 days, and I think I'm like, I'd say 85, 90% there. Like, I'm going to go home after this. Hopefully, it's not too late. No, and I'm going to unpack a couple boxes.
No,
and
I'm almost done. Sneakers are out?
Yeah, like 90%. Nice. There's only a few boxes that I need to organize. It's either going to go in the locker downstairs or it's going to go into one of the
Have you listened to a previous episode we had where an individual had not so much luck having sneakers in their storage locker?
Was it like flooding or something?
No, it was stolen.
Theft. Stolen.
A large chunk of shoes were stolen because it's just like fenced in, right?
If you do that, then we should just insuring the shoes that you have in that
and
locker.
Putting them in something where they cannot be seen, like a box. Like
the shipping box. The cool thing is, good point, good advice. The lockers in my condo have walls, so it's like a lot of them just have the chicken wires, so you can see through it. Yeah. But these ones actually have walls, so you can't see in anyone else's locker really.
Oh, that's
good. And I'm also gonna I'm gonna tarp the bottom for like water or whatever.
Yeah. Yep,
sick.
Elevate it, maybe some tiles, and then they're gonna be in shipping boxes as well.
Wow, you're gonna build like a whole little situation.
Yeah, it's
down
a fortress,
there,
like a little cave.
He's also gonna have a digital fingerprint scanner.
Anyone out there that wants to steal it, it's gonna be crappy shoes in there. So don't waste your time.
Yeah, and they're like all $19.99.
They're insured.
Just some old crappy shoes from 1985.
OG shit. You don't want that shit.
Joel, unpacking, you said, was...
It took me a couple days to unpack. Like, you know, I just pulling out boxes, whatever I wanted to wear. And it was like one of those, oh, shit, I have these. Like, it's one of those. So, yeah, it took me a couple days to get everything, like, all, like, you know, settled and get the boxes out and for recycling and stuff like that. But
Was the sneaker room, because I guess you guys all sort of have a sneaker room. I don't know if we have Phil's situation down packed yet because he's not done. Jesus, slacker.
Closet.
He has such a big space, that's why.
He does. It's so much. Like 12 bedrooms. Like,
yeah.
At least. Yeah.
How many toilet bedrooms do you have?
Just one. Just one toilet bedroom.
Just one, because the other one's now a sneaker bedroom.
Was a sneaker room / space for sneakers part of the selling feature? Because they are a space-consuming item. They're not small, especially when you have this many. Was that part of it? Like, you're standing in there, like, can I fit my shoes here? Can I fit my shoes here? Like, that was definitely part of it, or?
For me, it was a negotiation with my wife.
Okay.
She's like, okay, yeah, for sure. Sneaker bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it until...
Until
we have a kid.
Until this pops.
Yeah. So, I mean, now I don't have one, but I'm thankful because obviously I have my daughter. Duh.
Obviously, duh. Let's get that out of the way real quick.
But I'm also thankful because, like, it let me just focus on sneakers I would actually wear.
Because you had to downsize so much.
Yeah, because you had to downsize so much because as opposed to sneaker bedroom, now it's like sneaker closet. Shout out to sneaker closet again. But yeah, and it just helped me narrow down my collection to sneakers that I actually value and that I actually wear. So
until you quadrupled your collection this past weekend and then it's all over again.
but it's sneakers that I actually wear, so it's okay.
We're going to keep justifying that.
And Joel, they still fit in the closet.
Yeah, shout out to sneaker closet.
Shout out. Joel, the space, was it because this is a pretty cool space you have down here.
Yeah, man. So it was pretty much like when we were living together out of like, you know, that one bedroom, it was like beds and sneakers. So
yeah,
when we moved here, it was Mayor was like, you know what, that's going downstairs.
And you were like, yes.
And I was like, okay. So,
sneaker cave.
Yeah, for real. Like this is like goals for sure.
Yeah.
This is very cool. So that was actually the opposite of Alvin then. Like,
yeah.
Like Alvin's was a negotiation and yours was like, you were told like, get this shit out of here.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it.
It's not going to be in the bedroom.
Still goals.
Phil, you said yours is just in closets. Shout out to Sneaker Closet.
Yeah, yeah. But this is a person you guys are shouting out?
Adam, Sneaker Closet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, yeah. I got him. I got him on the Instagrams, I think. I'm pretty sure. I lucked out because I had a couple closets in my bedroom. And then there's a closet in the front, like near the entrance. And there's also like a locker downstairs. True. So there was it was a selling feature. Like I wasn't gonna make or break the place per se, but I mean it definitely raised the value and the potential for me knowing that, you know, there's two bedroom closets, there's a front closet and there's a locker. So it's like ample space. And I'm trying to keep things minimal.
I was gonna say so you didn't want to have the sneakers out on display on shelves or anything. You preferred having them in closets.
Yeah.
So when the real estate agent was saying, well, Phil, here is the possible coat closet.
Mm.
Phil was like, that's going to fit my Jordans.
How many coats?
Yeah.
fit 20 to 50 boxes.
First of all, this is Canada. We don't wear coats. It's so hot here all the time.
It's like, I don't need that. Yeah.
And if you look here beside the toilet room, you'll see the...
what is it? What do they call that? Toiletries closet? Or what is that?
I know what you're talking about.
That's where you keep all your bed sheets, your
linen closet.
Linen bedroom.
Feels like, oh, I can put my Air Maxes in there.
True.
In the linen bedroom.
You already pictured
it.
Sticks.
Well, thanks, guys. I think I'm ready to move out now. That was good.
I think you're ready to.
All I need
to Milton.
Do it.
To Milton.
Yeah.
That's probably, to be honest, because I can't go any closer. It's too expensive.
Grimsby.
Yeah, let's go for
Grims. Yo, if all four of us move together, dog, we can get a mansion out there.
Oof. That's true.
A lot of owls.
But we also can't travel. Like a commute downtown will be like 3 hours. So.
But if we buy like one of those,
who's ready for the $27 GO train ride into the city?
If we all split a Mercedes Sprinter,
ooh,
yes.
And just
affordability right there,
caravan that shit downtown.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm down.
That's soft.
Got it. That's
awesome. Splitting gas four ways would be amazing.
That's like $5 a week.
Yeah, but then when Philly has to go on a date with one of his things, it's like, hey, guys, can I take the van?
Yeah.
Like, I got to take Kyle to daycare.
We're also going to have to fill the van up like 7 times a day because so much driving.
Okay, well, I guess that idea is squashed.
I think you guys should table it for another episode because it's still possible.
That sounds like a full discussion on its own. That may be True Size After Dark today.
Yeah.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we'd like to use as a forum, sell some stuff, and connect with you guys. That is facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've got a website that we use for reviews, recaps, stories, selling through our online shop, and apparently much more. That is CanadaGotSold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments like the Soul Pull, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSold@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use that hashtag CanadaGotSold on Instagram for a feature. I've been your host, Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, J-O_D3-O-N-E-Y.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at M-I-S-T-E-R-Q and then Mart.
And our esteemed guest, Philip, where can they find you?
F1.
I was actually just stuttering. I wanted to say once, but it happened three times.
And then you turned into Toronto, man.
Yeah. At Soul Purpose.
Thank you. Short find me. I like that. You don't have like a kicker yet? Like at Soul Purpose and something? Okay. We'll figure it out.
No, that's fine.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers and houses and everything else for 74 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We have been CGS and Phil, and we are out. Peace.
Peace. Peace. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Philly.